弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我的名字叫黄伟。
My name is 黄伟。
我于一年多前搬到休斯顿。
We moved to Houston about a year ago.
今天我和大家分享主是如何带领我一步步搬到休斯顿。
Today I have a chance to fellowship and share with all of you how the Lord has led me all the way until I moved here.
在我小的时候我就去过教会。
I have been to church when I was young.
但是真正信主的时候是在我来美国后。
But it was until after I came to the United States, I became a Christian.
信主的那个时候感觉就像神从天上伸出他的双手。
At the time of my salvation, it was as if the Lord extended his hands from heaven above.
把我从罪和绝望当中拯救了出来。
And he came and he rescued me out of sin and out of despair.
对于被抑郁困扰的我，初信主的时候，我体会最深刻的就是从主而来的坦然无惧和平安喜乐。
I had been troubled by depression, and when I was saved, my most precious impression of the Lord was that He has given me peace.And the heart without fear.
此外，我还感恩神给我重返校园继续学习的机会。
And I also was very grateful that the Lord allowed me to return to school and so that I can continue my studies.
然而，不久后，因为我的妈妈被诊断为肺癌。
Yet soon after that, my mother was diagnosed with lung cancer.
原本计划的学业也要提前结束。
And what I had planned for in my studies had to be terminated early.
另外，为了能让妈妈看到我成家。
And also, I had a purpose to allow my mom to see me with a family.
我在大学即将毕业前就赶紧结婚。
So I quickly hurried got married before I graduated.
并且在结婚后一年向亲戚借了钱买了房子。
And a year after our marriage, I had to borrow money from my relatives so that I can buy a house.
为了能够还上债务和房贷。
At that time, we tried to pay off the debt and also the mortgage.
我们不得不把房子分租出去。
We have to sublet our house.
只留下了一间房子给，只留下一间留给自己。
So we could only live in one room in our house.
因为分租所带来的许多的不方便和嘈杂。
And there was many inconveniences and noises because we were subletting.
让我晚上常常不能入睡。
And very often I could not sleep at night.
一想到自己花了这么大的代价，得到的竟是让人无法安宁的环境。
And I was thinking that I had paid so great a price, yet all I got was an environment where I couldn't even sleep in peace.
我的心中不断的懊悔。
And I was in much regret.
这使我的精神又开始陷入了抑郁。
And that brings me into depression again.
我渴望从家人那里获得慰藉。
And I hoped that I can have some apathy or have some comfort from my parents, from my families.
换来的却是轻轻呼呼的安慰。
Yet all I got was...just some words of comfort.
这让我不得不把心中的苦涩再次咽下。
And I have to swallow my own sorrow in my heart.
那时我的属灵光景也是日渐低迷。
And at that time, even my spiritual condition, was going downhill.
虽然我仍然坚持在教会中服侍、读经、祷告。
Even though I still try to continue to serve in the church and to pray and read my Bible.
但心中的火热早已被磨灭殆尽。
Yet there was no more zeal in my heart, and no more fire.
取而代之的是枯竭和无力。
I felt quite dry and tired and weary.
我在读经的时候始终体会不到神的安慰。
And when I was reading the Bible, I could not find comfort from the Word of God.
我不断地求问神，得到的却总是沉默。
And I've been seeking and praying to God, but all I was met with was silence.
好像主已经掩耳不听我的祷告。
It was as if the Lord was turning a deaf ear to me.
然而，虽然我来到主面前，心中忧愁、失望。
even though I come before the Lord full of sorrow, full of disappointment and despair.
但我实在不愿意离开。
But I did not want to leave the Lord.
因为我知道唯有主能帮助我脱离这样的环境。
Because I knew still that only the Lord was able to rescue me.
我要紧紧地抓住他。
I had to hold on to him, cling on to him.
终于在三年后的一次特别聚会中主光照了我。
So 3 years after that, during a special meeting, the Lord had mercy on me.
主让我看见在我里面一点良善也没有。
The Lord opened my eyes to see that there is nothing good in me.
此刻我需要的不是别的。
I need nothing else.
乃是主自己。
But himself alone.
在主的同在中我深切体会到原来主真知道我的痛苦我的挣扎。
When he brought me back into his presence, I truly understood that he knows my struggles and he knows my sorrows.
对于一个如此悖逆的我他竟然这般爱我怜悯我。
Someone like me full of rebellion, yet he still has mercy on me.
他亲身担当我的重担背负我的痛苦。
That he bore my sorrows, he bore my pain upon himself.
慢慢的我开始体会到他话语的甘甜抚慰我的心。
And gradually I started to taste the sweetness in his word again.
然而那时主并没有马上改变我的处境。
Yet at that time the Lord did not change my circumstance immediately.
而是让我开始学习在困难中将眼目转向他。
Yet he was teaching me to turn my eyes upon him even in the middle of all my troubles.
专注在灵修和祷告的操练。
So that I could focus my attention on my daily spiritual walk with him and prayers.
主让我在失败中看见他自己为我得胜。
That in my failures, the Lord allows me to see that he is my victory.
在软弱中经历从他而来的喜乐成为我的力量。
In my weakness, I could experience that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
此外主也让我明白对于家人的理解，对于家人的不理解，也是出于主的工作。
And even I understood that even the misunderstanding or the lack of understanding from my family, it was from the Lord.
目的是要我学会从期盼家人的帮助中转向他。
So that I could stop trying to expect help from my family, but rather turn to the Lord Himself.
好使我能单纯的依靠他，仰望他。
That I would rely on Him alone.
我开始更多的学会顺从主在这些事情上的安排。
So I gradually learned to accept what He has arranged in all of these circumstances.
同时在信心中我也看见时候到了主必为我开路。
At the same time, in faith, I was able to see that when the time is right, He will open a way for me.
感谢主在两年后主真的开路了。
And we praise the Lord 2 years after that, He did open a way.
因为疫情的缘故房客所带来的问题也越发加剧。
And at that time, we were experiencing the pandemic, and the tenants that we were subletting to gave us even more troubles.
这让我不得不把房子卖了来还清所有的债务。
So we had to sell the house to repay all the debt and the mortgages.
那时我便开始为离开纽约做好准备。
So we began to make preparations so that we might move out of New York.
感谢主在我们等候要离开纽约之前。
But we thank the Lord as we were making the preparation and getting ready to move.
我和父母之间有一次敞开的交通。
And I had an open talk with my parents.
这解开了我们彼此心中的误解。
And it opened up and it resolved a lot of the misunderstanding between us.
虽然那时候我确定是主开的路。
Even though I was sure at that time that the Lord is opening a way for us.
然而对于我们的去向，我在祷告寻求中也没有得到答案。
Yet we had no answer as to where we should go, where we should move to.
那时我的心中仍然犹豫不决。
And I still has a hesitation in my heart.
可是在环境的催促下。
But all the circumstances were pointing to the same thing.
最终我们还是决定离开纽约。
So we still made a determination to move out of New York.
我们先是在新泽西住了半年。
We first moved to New Jersey for half a year.
之后又搬到了佛罗里达的奥兰多。
And then we moved to Orlando in Florida.
在搬家的过程当中，我心中一直想要回到学校中继续我的学业。
Throughout all the different moves, I had a thought in the back of my mind that I wanted to return to school and to continue my study.
但是我一直都没有找到一个很明确的方向。
But I did not know a very clear direction of what to do next.
直到后来陪伴妈妈在医院走完人生最后的一段时间。
Until at the very, when I spent much time in the hospital with my mom during the last few months of her life.
我开始重新思考自己学业的方向。
I had a chance to rethink the direction of my life and my studies.
妈妈在接近快十年的癌症治疗中。
My mom had gone through almost 10 years of cancer treatment.
我看见主带领她走完走过每次的痛苦和低谷。
I witnessed how the Lord has led her through all the pains and sorrows and the valleys.
也常常听见妈妈分享她的医生和护士如何悉心地照顾她。
And I often hear how she shares with me how different doctors and nurses cared for her and took care of her.
并且在病友中为主传福音做见证。
And also she had the opportunity to share the gospel and be a witness to the Lord among all the patients.
这使我很受激励。
So I was very encouraged.
也让我心中萌生想法学习癌症治疗方面的专业。
Which also inspires me to think that I want to go into the study of cancer treatment.
我希望自己有一天也能够帮助到那些像妈妈一样在癌症中经历痛苦的人。
With the hope that one day I could also be one of those doctors or nurses that can help cancer patients like my mom had been helped.
在后来的寻求中，我找到了针对癌症治疗的专业。
So as I was seeking before the Lord, I found that I could go into the study of cancer treatment.
就是放射治疗。
Specifically radiation treatment.
在选择学校的过程当中
，So when I was looking for school,
我搜索到休斯顿的 MD Anderson 癌症治疗中心。
I found out the MD Anderson Cancer Treatment Center in Houston.
并且在医院的附属大学设立有这样的一个专业。
And I found out MD Anderson also have a specific program for radiation treatment.
于是经过半年的祷告寻求印证中。
So I was praying towards this for half a year, praying and seeking confirmation from the Lord.
我最终决定辞去当时的工作。
We finally decided that I should quit my job at that time.
为了求学，带着全家从奥兰多搬到了休斯顿。
And for the sake of applying to school, we moved from Orlando to Houston.
在来到休斯顿不久后，神也为我们带来了好消息。
And soon after we moved to Houston, we had a joy surprise.
我的姐妹怀孕了。
And my wife was pregnant.
那个时候，我正犹豫着是否要马上申请学校呢？还是要再等一年。
At that time, I was hesitating whether I should apply to school right away or we should wait one more year.
但是我担心，若是马上报名，孩子刚刚出生不久，我就要开学。
And I was afraid that if we applied right away, and I would have to go back to school right after the child was born.
我们可能会忙不过来。
Perhaps we'll be too busy.
这样也会增加我学习的压力。
And then that will bring too much pressure to us.
于是我就选择再等一年申请学校。
So I thought I should choose to defer my application one year.
我开始着手申请工作。
I began to try to apply for a job.
好在接下来的一年中减轻家里的经济压力。
So perhaps we can decrease some financial burdens in the house.
可是正当我信心满满去申请工作的时候，结果却不是我所预料的。
I began my job application with a lot of confidence, yet the result was not what I expected.
要么就是被拒绝，要么就是工资待遇不理想。
I was met with either rejections or a very low pay. Yeah.
那时候姐妹在怀孕期间又出现了出血的问题。
And that, at the same time, my wife during her pregnancy, she had some complications of bleeding.
这让我放弃了寻找一份全职工作的念头。
So I gave up the idea of trying to find a full-time job.
我们在休斯顿又没有家人。
We had no family in Houston.
姐妹这时候更需要的是我的照顾。
And my wife really needed care for myself.
后来我接受了一份 周末的兼职的工作。
So I found a job, a part-time job on Saturdays.
这时候姐妹劝说我，让我马上申请学校。
At that time, my wife was encouraging me that I should start applying for school.
这样我也能够早点出来工作。
And that way, I can finish my school and begin working quicker.
在申请学校的时候
，And as I was applying to school,
其实我还是挺有信心可以被录取。
Began that process with a lot of confidence, thinking that I have a good chance of being accepted.
首先，我的预备课成绩也是接近全 A.
That all of my pre-req classes, I had almost all A's in all my pre-req classes.
其次，我也有在医院工作的经验。
And I also had hospital working experience.
然而之后发生的是。却让我开始担忧。
But then, soon after that, all the things that started happening made me more and more worried.
首先是入学考试。
First of all, I went to the entrance exam.
原本看起来很简单的题目。
And all the questions seemed to be quite simple.
可是在考试的时候，我的头脑一片空白，
yeah,
错误连连。
Yeah, for some reason, when I was taking the exam, my mind went completely blank, and I made many mistakes.
再次在入学面试的时候
，And then I went to the interview.
那是正是我女儿从医院回来的第二天。
That interview was on the second day after my daughter came back from hospital after she was born.
在一夜没睡的状态下
，We did not sleep the whole night that first night.
面对面试老师的问题，我的回答简直就是语无伦次。答非所问。
And I was completely incoherent at the interview, and I couldn't answer any questions right.
在这种情况下，我估计申请的结果是要悬了。
And in that case, I really had doubts that I would have a chance to be accepted.
果然，在一周后收到学校通知的邮件。
And within expectation, I received the email from school the next week.
学校并没有录取我。
I was not accepted.
而是把我放在候选名单的第四位。
But rather, they placed me on the waiting list, in the fourth place.
并且告知我，若是有名额的变动。
And they said if there's any changes, they would notify me.
他们会在7月15号前通知我。
And they would notify me before July 15.
看到这样的结果，我很失落。
And I was very disappointed seeing that result.
在第四位的候选看似好像有那么一点的希望。
Number four on the waiting list might seem to have a little sliver of hope.
但在竞争这么激烈的情况下，录取机会对我来说几乎是不可能的。
But I knew how competitive the field was, and to me that seemed to be impossible.
这时我开始质疑搬家求学的举动是否是正确的。
So I began to even doubt the decision of moving here.
我祷告神，可是都没有回应。
I tried to pray to God, yet I found no answers and no response.
在失望中，我做好了不被录取的准备。
And in my despair, I had already prepared my heart to accept the reality of not being admitted to school.
我开始准备明年再多申请几个相关的专业。
And began trying to prepare my way to apply for more fields the next year.
然而有一天，在祷告中，有一个声音在我里头说
：“Yet one day I was praying, I suddenly seemed to have heard a voice in my heart.
主掌权。
The voice says, 'The Lord reigns.'
主掌权这句话很快就抚平我内心的浮躁。
And the simple word, 'The Lord reigns,' gradually, quickly, calmed all of my nerves.
回顾主一路带领我在困境中走过。
I look back to how the Lord has led me through all of different troubles.
让我在无依无靠的时候 主成为我最坚实的依靠。
And when I had no one to turn to, the Lord was the one whom I can rely on.
他一直都在牵引着我前行。
He had always been holding my hand and leading me forward.
只是我太小心。
And it was only me who had very little faith.
那时我不再向神求问申请的结果。
So at the starting from then, I no longer asked the Lord for the result of my applications.
而是盼望自己不要再突然的经历难处。
And, I only pray that I would not experience difficulties in vain.
求主使我因着难处而更加坚定信靠他的心。
I pray that all these trials will help me and help my faith to grow and to trust in him more.
后来七月份的那次飓风临到。
And then in July we had a hurricane.
让我们经历了三天断电断网，手机也没有信号。
We lost power for 3 days and 3 nights. So we lost internet and we even lost cell receptions.
就在七月十号那天中午。
And then on July 10th, around noontime,
我们终于恢复了电力和手机信号。
Our power was restored and also got my cell phone reception back.
信号刚刚一恢复。
As soon as I got the reception back,
一通来自休斯顿的电话就打了进来。
I received a call from an unknown number.
原本以为或许是诈骗电话。
I thought perhaps it was a scam.
我正准备挂断。
I wanted to just reject the phone call.
可是呢，又觉得或许不是诈骗电话呢。
But then, there is a thought in my mind to say, how could it be a scam at this time?
于是我接起了电话。
So I picked it up.
竟然是学校放射系的系主任的声音。
And it was the dean of the radiation department from school.
他恭喜我被学校录取了。
He congratulated me for being accepted by the program.
电话一挂，我抱着姐妹高兴地哭了出来。
As soon as I hung up the phone, I hugged my wife and we both cried.
我心中感谢神。
I truly thank the Lord.
惊叹主奇妙的作为。
I shout for joy of all the wonderful works he is doing.
是主让这不可能成为可能。
It was the Lord who caused the impossible to be possible.
主掌权就是要我不看环境。
The Lord reigns means I no longer need to look at my circumstances.
单单仰望主。
But I need to look at him alone.
他让我经历风暴却享受他的平安。
He leads me through the storm, yet in the storm I can still enjoy his peace.
经历失望，却看见主才是我的盼望。
It leads me through despair, but I can see that He is my only hope.
回顾主这一路奇妙的带领。
As I look back to how the Lord has led me wondrously.
从纽约一路搬到休斯顿。
From New York all the way to Houston.
许多的事情虽然我用眼睛看不清。
There are many things that I cannot see clearly with my own eyes.
心里也想不明白。
And I couldn't understand with my heart.
但是我唯一确定的是
But there's one thing that I'm certain of.
信实的主一直是我的依靠，我的帮助。
The Lord who is faithful, He alone is my reliance.
我要学习在信心中认定他，跟随他。
I need to learn to trust in Him and to follow Him in by faith. 好，谢谢。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我是刚才分享的黄伟弟兄的姐妹，我叫陈雪燕。
I am his wife, and my name is 雪燕。
我们当时决定要离开纽约的时候
，When we had decided to move out of New York，
当下困苦的环境，我很想脱离。
It was true that I really wanted to leave that difficult environment.
但因着身边的家人、教会的弟兄姐妹和熟悉的环境，我的心里有很大的挣扎。
But yet we have family nearby, we had dear brothers and sisters, and the familiar environment. I was struggling in my heart.
我实在是不舍得离开纽约。
I didn't want to leave New York.
但我想起亚伯拉罕，虽然他也不知道他要到哪里去。
But I remembered Abraham. He did not know where he was going.
但是莎拉就是跟着他。
Yet Sarah just followed him.
假如这是神的心意的话，那我就跟着弟兄。
So I thought, if this is the Lord's will, then I will just follow my husband.
他去哪里我就去哪里。
I will go where he goes.
我相信神会带领，我也愿意顺服。
I trusted that the Lord will lead us, and I'm willing to submit.
说到弟兄申请学校的事情。
And to talk about when my husband was applying to school.
因为第二个孩子的到来。
Because of the birth of our second child.
我不得不先放下工作来照顾孩子。
And I have to temporarily give up my job so that I can take care of the child.
弟兄考虑到经济上的问题。
My husband was concerned about the finances.
想先去工作一年，晚一年再申请学校。
So he wanted to go to work for a year and then to apply later.
我鼓励弟兄不要再等一年，直接去申请。
So I try to encourage him.We don't have to wait a year. We can apply right away.
因为我们搬到休斯顿的目的就是为了弟兄的学业。
Because the whole reason for us to move to Houston was to apply to school.
那我们不去申请的话，我们怎么知道神在我们身上的心意是如何呢？
If we don't apply, then how will we find out what the Lord's will for us was?
神既然已经把我们带到这个地方来。
Since the Lord has already moved us here,
我就催促弟兄赶紧去申请。
So I encouraged my husband to go ahead and apply.
因为我相信神会给我们最合适的安排。
Because I trusted the Lord will measure to us what's most suitable for us.
我心里想，如果这次学校没有录取他，那弟兄就先去上班。
In my mind, I was thinking if we were not accepted by the school, then he could go to work.
顺便还能帮帮我照顾孩子，也挺好的。
And then he could go to work and help me with the newborn baby. That would be good.
如果学校有录取他，那就更好了。
But if he was accepted by the school, then it would be even better.
这不就是我们当时搬到休斯顿的目的吗？
Isn't that the whole purpose why we moved to Houston?
然后另外一件事情我要讲的是，就是在环围开学的前三个礼拜。
So then we know what had happened. So 3 weeks before the semester was about to begin,
我们一家都感染了新冠。
Our whole family was contracted with COVID.
我刚从弟兄被学校录取的开心当中，一下子就跌到了谷底。
And we immediately went from the joy, the heights of joy of being accepted by the school, and fallen all the way down to the bottom of the valley.
当时宝宝刚满完三个月。
And the child was just born for 3 months.
我自己都病得起不了床，更别说做饭。
And I was completely ill and bedridden. I don't have any strength to cook or make food.
看着咳嗽流鼻涕的小婴儿，我感觉自己实在是身心俱疲。
And I was looking at the newborn baby who is also coughing and with a runny nose. I just completely wearied.
我的信心又一次受到了挑战。
And my faith was challenged again.
弟兄快开学了，结果我们全家都病倒了。
And the school was just about to start, but all of us were just knocked out by COVID.
我当时有点绝望，不知道该怎么办。
I was in despair. I didn't know what to do.
弟兄安慰我说，生病是暂时的，都会过去。
My brother tried to comfort us by saying,that the illness was just temporary, it will all pass.
主把我们放在这里，一定也会为我们开路的。
The Lord has placed us here and he will open a way for us.
感谢主，虽然家人没有在我们身边。
We thank the Lord even though we don't have family around us.
但是主却恩待我们。
But the Lord has been so gracious to us.
教会的弟兄姐妹们就像家人一样温暖。
The brothers and sisters from church are just as warm as families.
有好几个姐妹轮流给我们送了两星期的饭菜。
Quite a few sisters took turn and brought food to us for 2 weeks straight.
我们一家也都慢慢的恢复了体力。
And gradually we were recovering.
我是真的看到了主的爱在他们的身上。
Through them, I could see the love of the Lord.
后来弟兄开学了，我们也都好了。
And then by the time my husband were going to school, we all recovered.
虽然身体会软弱，信心也会动摇。
Even though our body may be weak, even though our faith can be shaken.
但是主借着弟兄姐妹的爱，让我们坚信主一定会带领我们到底的。
Yet through the love of the brothers and sisters, the Lord confirmed in our hearts that He will lead us to the end.
这几年我们经历了这些事情。
So we experienced much in these past years.
我有过抱怨、挣扎、疑惑、灰心、失望。
I had murmurs and disappointments and despair, a loss of hope.
但是神让我体会到。
Yet the Lord allowed me to understand.
他是我唯一的依靠。
That He is the only one I can rely on.
每当我回转仰望神的时候。
Whenever I turn my eyes back to Him,
心里才会有平安。
There is peace again in my heart.
主的话是我的安慰。
The word of the Lord has become my comfort.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
In Matthew 11:28 says,
烦劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就是你们的安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
谢谢。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我是王淑杰。
My name is 王淑杰。
首先归荣耀给神。
First, we want to give glory to the Lord.
感谢神给我机会，让我在这里能够为大家做一起见证神的荣耀。
Thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to testify to His glory.
我曾经无数次在心里演练过。
I had been rehearsing this in my mind quite often before.
如果弟兄有一天突然摔倒在我面前。
I had rehearsed if my husband one day suddenly fell down in front of me.
我怎么来处理这件事情。
What I needed to do.
想来想去的结果就是我会被吓晕。
And in all of my imaginations, it all leads to one result was that I would just panic.
内心慌乱。
I would be in complete chaos.
根本不知道自己要怎么做。
And I would not know what to do at all.
我每天早晨跟弟兄重复的一句话就是。
So every morning I try to repeat to my husband.
起床时慢一点，别摔倒。
Slow down when you try to get up, don't fall.
1月25日的早上。
So on January 25th, on the morning of January 25th.
我所担心的事情就在我眼前发生了。
What I fear the most happened right in front of me.
但奇妙的是在神的带领下。
But amazingly, by the Lord's grace and by His leading.
我先是拨通了急救电话911.
And I quickly dialed 911.
然后手机放在地上开始做 CPR.
And I placed the phone next to me on the ground and I started to administer CPR.
还一边跟那边的接线员对话。
And I tried to talk to the operator at the same time.
直到流言恢复呼吸。
Until his breath was restored, his breathing was restored.
救护车也到了。
And by that time, EMS has arrived also.
我知道这不是我做的。
And I have done all of this knowing clearly that I didn't do any of this.
因为我是这么软弱的一个人，我怎么可能做到呢？
Because I have always been so weak, how could it be possible that I do any of this?
真的是神赐给我的力量。
But it was the Lord who gave me strength.
神不需要我们自己有多强大。
The Lord doesn't need us to be strong.
神要赐给我们力量，让我们强大。
Because He can give us strength so that we can be strong.
凭着自己，我真的不知道我能做什么。
By myself, I didn't know that I could do anything.
第二点就是神的奇妙。
But secondly, He's wonderful.
罗马书八章二十八节。
And Romans 8:28 says.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him.
说起做 CPR.
And talk about CPR.
我想大多数的弟兄姊妹们都还记得。
Perhaps many of you remember.
几年前我们教会曾经组织过一次做 CPR.
That several years ago, the church had organized a time for CPR training.
在那一次，刘岩就在我旁边。
At that time, my husband was next to me.
然后他就手把手教给我。
And he hand taught me how to do it.
直到我完全做得正确。
Until I was able to do it correctly, perfectly.
我想他根本就没有想到。
And at that time, none of us could have ever imagined.
几年以后，他自己做的救了他自己。
That several years later, what he had taught me were able to save him.
神真的是奇妙的神。
The Lord is a wonderful Lord.
他知道我们的一切。
He knows everything.
他量给我们的都是我们所能承受的。
And he only measures out to us what we can bear.
啊，我们小组呢，我们查经小组在学习创世纪。
And our Bible study group had been going through Genesis.
在刘岩中风前的周五晚上。
And the night before he had that stroke on Friday night.
啊，朱弟兄呢？朱弟兄曾经说过。
Our brother Drew was sharing with us.
他说挪亚方舟的门关了。
He says, remember Noah's ark when the door was closed.
但我们有天窗。
But there was still a window, like a skylight that was opened.
我们要抬头仰望呼求神。
So we could look up to heaven and cry out to God.
在留言住院的这段那段时间。
So during the time when my husband was in the hospital,
我每天奔波于家和医院之间。
And every day I have to travel between my home and the hospital.
啊，我的确是真的是啊，非常的劳累。
And I was really, really tired.
啊，每次看到刘岩躺在病床上非常虚弱的样子。
And every time I see him lying on the hospital bed and being very, very weak.
啊，我很心疼，也很无助。
And I felt completely helpless.
但是我知道我需要刚强。
But I knew that I needed strength.
我需要神给我力量。
We need the Lord to give me strength.
啊，每天早晨送完孩子们上学。
And every morning I drop the kids off at school.
开车，把车放在医院的那个停车场。
And I'll drive to the hospital and park in the parking lot.
我都会先在车里哭一场。
And I would just cry in the car.
释放一下我自己的压力。
I just try to release some of the pressure in my heart.
然后我就抬头望天。
And I would look up to the sky.
大喊一声。
And I would just shout.
神啊，给我力量。
Lord, give me strength.
我需要刚强。
I need to be strong.
我需要你来支撑我。
I need you to help me and support me.
然后我就擦干眼泪。
Then I would dry my tears.
也继续这一整天的征战。
To continue my full day of work.
主真的垂听我们的祷告。
The Lord truly listens to our prayers.
每天早晨看到留言都有新的进步。
And whenever I see him in the morning, I can notice that he is improving.
我知道神在做工。
We knew that the Lord is working in him.
神借着弟兄姊妹的祷告。
And through all the prayers of brothers and sisters.
做了那医治的工作。
The Lord had been healing him.
神不仅医治刘岩
，Not only he had healed my husband，
也医治了我们每个人
，But he healed all of us。
孩子们从爸爸身上看到了神的大能的工作。
My children had been witnessing, the power of the Lord in their father's life。
每次祷告，孩子们都迫切地呼求神
，And they were praying with urgency to cry out to God。
让爸爸尽快地恢复。
They were praying for their father to recover quickly。
归荣耀给神。
To give glory to God.
神的预备。
And all God's provisions.
刘岩的这次中风。
And through this stroke this time that we had experienced.
所有的时间都是刚刚好。
And all the timing had been perfect.
神真的是很奇妙。
The Lord truly is wonderful.
当他摔倒的时候。
And when he fell.
我就在卧室。
I was right next to him in the bedroom.
我拿着手机正准备给他发孩子比赛的那个地址。
I had my phone in my hand because I was trying to text him the address of where we needed to go that morning.
因为他要去送孩子比赛去。
Because he was supposed to drive the kids to their competition.
听到刘岩大叫一声躺在倒在地上的时候。
I heard him fall with a shout.
我马上跑过去。
I was able to run over immediately.
打急救电话。
And to call 911 immediately.
在隔壁睡觉的小女儿。
And my younger daughter had been sleeping right next to the bathroom.
听到了爸爸倒地的声音。
And she had heard that her dad had fallen.
她看到我在做 CPR.
And she came to see that I was doing CPR.
马上跑上楼去叫她的小哥哥。
So she immediately ran upstairs to call the older brother.
边跑边喊。
And she was running and shouting.
爸爸不能呼吸了，快点，快点。
My daddy couldn't breathe. Quickly come, quickly come.
哥哥听见以后，迅速跑下楼。
So my son heard it and ran downstairs.
结果我手机继续跟接线员讲话。
And then she took over the phone and started talking to the 911 operators.
因为当时我太紧张了。
Because I was in such a hurry and nervous.
一直讲不清我家的地址。
I couldn't talk very clearly. I couldn't tell them my address.
救护车呢其实就在我家附近。
Actually, the fire station was nearby.
那个接线员一边询问情况一边让儿子鼓励我坚持做 CPR 不放弃。
So the operator was talking to my son, and she was talking to my son and also asking him to encourage me to continue CPR and not give up.
就在儿子还没放下电话的时候我们就听到了救护车的声音。
And while he was still on the phone, the EMS has already arrived.
可以试想一下。
And I could only imagine.
如果我不在刘岩的旁边
if I were not right next to him
如果我不会做 CPR
if I didn't know how to do CPR
如果小女儿不能去上楼把哥哥叫下来
if my daughter didn't immediately go to call her brother
如果哥哥继续睡觉听不见妹妹的喊声
or if my brother couldn't hear and didn't come downstairs
如果救护车不能及时的赶到
if the EMS couldn't come immediately.
我真的不知道后果是什么。
I had no idea what would happen next.
所以神在一切上都有预备。
But we praise the Lord that He had prepared all things to work together.
感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
归荣耀给神。
Glory to Him.
大家应该知道我就是刘岩。
So now you know that I am the husband. My name's Liu Yan.
家里的头。
I am the head of the household.
我坦白从怀来了。
I was able to come again today.
前段时间呢，神带领我经历了死因的幽谷，我经历了死而复活。
Truly, the Lord has led me through the valley of the shadow of death. He has allowed me to experience resurrection from death.
简单讲就是我脑中风了。
And simply put, I had a stroke.
原因可能是颈动脉夹层剥离。
It was diagnosed as the carotid artery dissection.
在这整个事情发生的过程和后面的恢复的过程呢，有一点看见。
And I had been able to, the Lord gave me some visions and to allow me to see through this whole process, including my recovery.
在这里呢，与大家做一点分享。
I'd like to share something simply with brothers and sisters here.
第一呢，从神来的管教是我应该得的，我心欢然接受，心里充满了喜乐。
First of all, that this is a discipline from the Lord.It is what I deserve, and I receive it with joy.
我应该得的，因为我知道我自己内心是什么情况。
I say that this is what I deserve, it's because I know my true condition in my heart.
我只是表面看着像好人。
From the outside, I look like a good person.
那是因为我比较善于做表面工作。
That's because I'm good at making up the outward appearances.
实际上，我就像那粉饰的坟墓。
But rather, I know I was like a whitewashed grave.
外面看着光鲜漂亮。
On the outside, it looks beautiful and well decorated.
别看我长相。
Except, I don't mean what I look like.
里面埋的却是死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
Yet inside, I felt with many dead bones, much death and filth.
有很多隐而未现的罪。
There are many hidden sins.
而罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
罗马书有讲，我也知道在我里头没有良善，在我有体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Romans 7:18 says, For I know that there is nothing good dwells within me, that is in my flesh. For the willingness is present.But the doing of the good is not.
仇敌魔鬼把我掳去有几个途径。
And then there are several ways that the devil tries to take me captive.
第一个同僚就说没事没人知道。
And first of all, he would say, oh, it's okay, nobody would know.
看吧没事听吧做吧没事你只管想想而已没事了。
You see, it's nothing that nobody would know, nothing would happen. Or go ahead and do it, nothing would happen.
神充满万有万有在他里面同归于一。
Yet the Lord fills all things, and all things are summed up in Him.
愿分又讲到到那日你们就知道我在父里面你们在我里面我也在你们里面。
In the Gospel of John, it says, On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
曾经我感觉这话很难懂。
Before, I thought that this is very difficult to understand.
也曾经多次求问神。
I had also asked the Lord about this verse.
有天早晨在我步行去单位的路上我再次求问神。
And so there was one morning I was walking to work and I was seeking the Lord about this verse.
忽然有个词出现在我脑海里。
And suddenly a word popped up in my head.
空气。
The Lord says air.
是的我们就生活在空气里。
Yes, we are in the air.
而空气在我们的里面。
And the air is also in us.
甚至我们的每一个细胞里面
even in every cell in our body
当时我豁然开朗
and I immediately understood
同时心里也从战战兢兢
but at the same time I feared with trembling in my heart
因为连心中的思念和主意都能辨明
that all the thoughts and the intentions of my heart the Lord knows
有什么能瞒过神的呢
what can be hidden from God
但是仇敌如弱的时候
But yet, when the Lord was trying to, when the enemy was trying to take me captive,
就有意无意地让我忘记这句话。
He always tried to help us to forget these words.
所以我们要常读神的话语，不要停止聚会。
We need to keep ourselves in the word of the Lord and not forsake the gathering of the saints.
第二途径，这一点点点罪不算什么。
Secondly, the devil was trying to say, oh, this little sin, it doesn't matter.
不是有该死的罪和不该死的罪吗
Didn't the Bible say there are sins that will lead to death and there are sins that will not lead to death?
是的在人的律法下有该死的罪和不该死的罪
True, in the laws of men there are crimes that would lead to capital punishment or lead to death and then there are crimes that will not lead to death
而在神的律法下罪的工价就是死
But in the law of the Lord the wages of sin is death
不管罪与朱红、大红、暗红、浅红，哪怕一点点的粉红，那都是不洁净的。
Whether my sin is like crimson, or it's like bright red, or it is like dark red, or even light pink, they're all sins and they're unclean.
第三个途径就是说，你的信心足够强大，不信也试试。
And thirdly, the devil will lie to me, saying, "Oh, your faith is strong enough. You can try it. Go ahead."
结果往往是我们的信心越大，我们跌得越狠。
But rather the greater our faith seem to be, the greater we fall.
所以在主导文里面讲。
Therefore, the Lord taught us how to pray.
不叫我们遇到试探，救我们的脱离恶者。
Lead us not into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one.
而没有让我们去挑战试探，胜过试探。
He never taught us to challenge temptation, try to overcome temptation by yourself.
第四个途径呢，就是说，只要你足够忙，就没有时间去犯罪。
And the fourth way the devil tried to take us captive was to make us too busy, so that as if we were too busy to sin.
所以我把自己安排得很忙。
So sometimes I would arrange my days to be very busy.
不然闲下来看着姊妹不顺眼，孩子也不顺眼。
And if I were idle, then I would I would complain about my wife, complain about my kids.
给孩子安排得很忙。
That I even make my kids' schedule very busy.
不然他们闲着就是玩游戏、看视频，或者彼此挑毛病、吵架。
Because if they were idle, then they would just spend time playing video games or watch YouTube or start fighting and quarreling with each other.
实际上，即便是我们安排得很忙，只要我们的心思意念不在主的身上，不在神的话语身上。我们照样常常陷在罪里。
As a matter of fact, whether we're busy or not, as long as we're not spending time in the Word of the Lord, if we're not abiding in Him, then we will be in our sins.
但是我有时间， 但我们心思念在神的身上，在神的话语身上，我们就会远离罪。
Even if we have free time, if we can keep our mind on the word of the Lord, then we can escape from sin.
神的管教呢，让我想起了基督的提升的过程。
And that the discipline of the Lord is the process of purifying us.
我的老家山东招远。
It's like the process of purifying gold. I came from my hometown was in Shandong, in a small town called Zhaoyuan.
Yantai 地区。
It's around Yantai.
金子提纯呢，实际上简单来说就是要去除杂质的过程。
And this purifying of gold is a process of removing impurities.
就用酸。
And you,
they
had to use acid to dissolve other metals and impurities.
金子表面的杂质呢，容易被酸洗去。
And it's easy to wash a gold nugget and wash the outside of it with acid.
那金子里面的呢？
But what about the ones, the impurities inside of the gold?
就把金子放在干锅里，用高温半融化成金水。
So you have to place the gold into a crucible and heat it until it become a liquid gold.
你要把金水呢，慢慢地倒在旁边一口大锅里搅动的水里。
And then you pour out this gold liquid into a pot of water, that's being stirred constantly.
就变成一些金沫沫。
And then you become a gold foam.
这样呢，包裹在里面的杂质就全部显露出，大部分显露出来了。
So a lot of the impurities inside of the gold would be exposed.
你看，手机金沫沫过酸。
And then you take this gold foam, you press it through acid again.
吸收那杂质。
To dissolve the impurities inside.
然后再把它融化成金水。
And then you do it again, you melt it again.
要把它放在搅动水里变成金沫沫。
And then you stir it up to break it down into foam.
如此反复。
And you do it over and over again.
直到金的纯度可以达到 99.99%.
Until you can get purity into 99.99% purity.
所以金的提升过程呢，实际上就是不停的破碎，不停的炼净。
So the process of purifying gold is simply breaking it down and purifying it, breaking it down and purifying it.
神量给我们的每一次难处都是一次破碎。
So everydifficulty the Lord has measured out to us is an opportunity of being breaking down.
靠着神的话语都会驱除我们一些杂质，一些不讨神喜悦的地方。
And through the word of the Lord, he will dissolve impurities, will remove impurities within us.
都是一次提纯。
And every time will be to purify us.
我欢然接受这个管教，心里充满了喜乐。
So I can accept this discipline, this chance of discipline, and my heart was full of joy. Because I realized that I am still precious in His eyes. He disciplines me only because He still treats me as precious in Him. So I was joyful. Because I knew He still watches over us, He still leads me.
第二个分享呢，就是说神在一切上都有预备。
Secondly, I want to share how the Lord has prepared all things.
刚才我家子民用交通了，在人的方面、救护车方面，一直在这时间方面都有预备。
And my wife has already shared some how the Lord has prepared, in terms of the timing and all the people around me.
我简单补充一点。
I just want to add something.
就这个地点是发生在我家里。
That this happened at home.
在洗手间。
And it was right in my bathroom.
大家可以想想，如果是发生在高速公路上，我带着我一家人在开车的话。
Had it happened a few, like half an hour later when we were driving on the freeway.
那什么后果？
If I were driving with my whole family in the car, what would happen next?
再一个补充一下，这时间，这事件发生在星期六。
And also, it happened on the Saturday.
进医院，全都安排好了以后，星期天我们有足够时间的安排。
And by the time we checked into the hospital, we still had the full Sunday to arrange what we needed to do.
星期五到星期五的每一任何一天。
If this had happened on Monday through Friday or any other day,
我要上班。
I had to go to work.
子民要去教学。
And my wife had to go to teaching.
孩子们要上学。
All the kids need to go to school.
所以我肯定没法安排。
We will all be scrambling.
手忙脚乱。
And we will all be scrambling.
这第二分，第三个分享呢，就是我们跟基督的关系。
And thirdly, I just want to share our relationship with Christ.
第一天我躺在病床上。
And when I was lying in the hospital bed,
只有我两个眼睛能动。
I could only move my eyes.
我看着我这两个胳膊一双手。
And I was looking at my hands and my arms.
他们曾经帮我干很多事情。
They had done much work for me before.
比如帮我各种修车。
They could help me repair cars.
各方面修房子。
Do repairs at home.
帮我做我的副业，我的主业。
And they can help me do work.And my job.
照顾我的日常起居，吃喝拉撒睡。
He can help me do my daily lives.
他们曾有很多
daily tasks. He has many functions.
但现在他们了无生息。
But now they're completely dead. I can't move them at all.
因为他们跟大脑的连通失去了。
It's all because they had lost contact with my brain.
这让我想到我们是肢体，基督是元首。
And I suddenly remember that we are the members of the body of Christ. And Christ is our head.
我们跟元首断了连接以后，大部分功能就丧失了。
If we lose contact with the head, then we lose most of our or all of our functions.
亚当和夏娃犯罪以后
，After Adam and Eve had sinned,
跟神的交通基本断绝了。
They lost fellowship with God.
所以很多人的功能就失去了。
So they lost all the function of being human.
没有治理这地，没有管理空中的鸟，海里的鱼，没有管理地上的一切爬行的活物。
They could not subdue the earth. They could not manage over the fish of the sea, or the birds of the air, or the crawling things of the earth.
唯有住在基督里，与元首连接，我们活着才有意义。
But only when we live in Christ, abide in Christ, to be connected with the head, then we will have meaning in our lives.
才能恢复人的功能。
And we will have function in the Lord.
第四点分享就是神的恢复的工作。
Fourthly, I just want to share of how the Lord restored us.
蒙神的怜悯，我一天一天在恢复。
By God's mercy, I had been recovering and improving day after day.
第一天呢，我只有两个眼睛能动。
On the first day, I could only move my eyes.
第二天，我两个胳膊就可以稍微抬地床面。
Second day, I was able to lift my hand or my arms.Away from the bed a little bit.
到了傍晚，我居然能翻身了。
And by the evening, I was able to turn around.
当然，我还靠留置饮食，别人来喂我。当然，我还要靠别人喂我留置饮食。
On the second day, I still needed to be fed a fluid by someone else.
到第三天呢，我就坐起来了。
On the third day, I was able to sit up.
第四天我扶着东西站起来了。
On the fourth day, I was able to stand.
第五天我扶着沃克能走几步了。
On the fifth day, I was able to take a couple steps with the walker.
然后我被转到了 stroke center.
And then I was transferred to stroke center.
到了复健中心呢，就 stroke center 呢，复健师给我讲。
And so when I was transferred to stroke center, the rehab doctor or rehab instructor told me.
就在恢复的过程要不停的锻炼。
And as you're recovering, you need to continue to exercise.
但也不要着急。
But you can't rush it either.
就是恢复到什么程度，你要锻炼到什么程度。
But whatever function you had recovered, you need to exercise it.
不然呢，恢复的功能就会消失，很难再回来。
Otherwise, those functions could be lost, and it would be very hard to get them back.
这就让我想到主赐给我们能力，如果不用，就会慢慢消失。
And I remember the Lord gives each one of us a spiritual gift. If we don't exercise it, they could disappear.
比如每个周五的查经。
For example, on Bible studies, on Friday night Bible studies.
我们提前阅读、祷告、求问，主总会赐给我们。总会为我们打开一下他的话语。
We read His word ahead of time. We pray to the Lord. We seek before Him. He will open it up to us.
也就是说，赐给我们五饼二鱼。
Or in a way, He will give us just two fish for five loaves.
周五查经的时候，我们就可以拿出来跟大家一起分享。
And come to Bible study, we can bring it out and share it with everyone.
弟兄姊妹们就一同得饱足。
And everyone will be fed and be satisfied.
如果主赐给我们，我们却一直不拿出来分享。
But if the Lord has given something to you and you refuse to take it out to share.
本来赐给我们一锅。
Perhaps he first will bless us with a whole pot.
后来可能给我们一碗。
And then he will reduce it to a bowl.
再后来可能只有一碟。
And then just be a little plate.
到最后我们看看那可怜一点点，我们都不好意思拿出来分享。
At the end, you see that you've been given so little, and you feel embarrassed to bring it out.
相反呢，越分享，主赐我们越丰富。
But contrarily, the more we share, the more you'll be blessed.
而且主的话语不是向我们一个人打开。
And the Lord's word will not only open to ourselves.
如果圣灵对我们的话我们不分享。
If the Lord, the Holy Spirit gives you a word and you do not bring it out to share,
分享出来
then the same Spirit will move in someone else's heart to share.
主的话语肯定要被打开。
The word of the Lord will be opened.
这是我们有没有在另外同工。
And the question is, are you and you and I a co-worker in the work?
因为时间关系我简单分享这些。
And because of time, I'll just share this little bit.
就说总结两句说，我感恩神，感恩领受神的管用，因为那是我应得的。
In summary, I am very grateful for this opportunity to be disciplined by the Lord because I truly deserve it.
而且我心里充满喜乐。
And my heart is filled with joy.
神的预备了无处不在。
And the Lord had prepared all things.
就我们恢复了与基督的关系，与基督连接才有功用。生活才有意义。
And through it all, our relationship with the Lord can be restored, and then we can restore our function in our daily lives.
让我们在神恢复的工作中彼此勉励，彼此扶持，共同走天路。
As the Lord does His work of restoration among all of us, may we encourage one another and walk with Him and pursue Him together. Amen.
好，感谢主，让我们今天在这里听到几位弟兄姐妹们的见证。